Welcome to another episode of Starlight Radio Dreams, the podcast comedy show that got these by the dozen 2 years ago. Tonight's episode is Celtica, Stonehenge, written and directed by Ansel Birch. Music by Sam Locke. Sound design by Ansel Birch, featuring the vocal talents of Sam Locke, Carolyn Blake, Ansel Birch, Kat Evans, Ben McCauley, Derek Gatekey, and Anna Gatekey. Writing assisted by Sarah Bowden. Now, without further ado, on with the show!
Hey, speaking of magic, it's time for a new episode of Celtica. I did it. That was easy.
See? Good work, intern.
Long ago, when the Earth was young and the frontiers were still wild, our familiar island was home to the tribes of the Celts, Picts, Manx, and Britons. In these days, just at the beginning of real history, the world still knew some magic. A little bit of that magic belonged to the Druids. Chief among them was the Druid Gwyneth.
Daughter of the moon, sister of the stream.
And her chosen hero, the savior of the island, Yvrain.
I am the Celtica!
This is a time of turmoil, a time of invasion.
For Rome and the Legion!
It is a time for war.
Uh-oh, here they come.
Gwyneth and Yvrain huddle behind a large rock.
Now, remember the plan. When they slow down to cross the stream, then you use the helmet's magic. They'll fall asleep in the stream, and the wealth of Rome will flow to the village hard by. Now put your helmet on and get out there.
Hero time.
Hero time.
Oi, you Roman bastards! Four of you against one of me!
I suppose you're going to say we should have brought more men to make it even.
No, I try not to give good advice to my enemies.
Don't give go- She's the Celtica! Ford the stream! Get her!
Here goes. Paestinoga de vright vright.
The helmet began to glow weakly in the midday sun. She wove the magic with her song, but something was amiss.
Gochenen, gochenen with gaith.
Why is it- The helmet's magic isn't working! Those men should be dead asleep!
Mind you, I could go for a nap once all this is over.
Gwyneth! Activate your magic shield!
Right, right. Come on. Sweep the leg back. And square the shoulders. Find your center.
Strike true, boys!
And dab.
In a blinding flash, the Romans are thrown back onto the turf. They are groggy and stunned.
Unconscious is as good as asleep, I suppose.
Yvrain has taken off her helmet and, gripping it in both hands...
Ow!
Kong!
Yvrain finished off the rest of them and tossed their armor and money into the stream for the townsfolk to find.
What happened back there, Gwyneth? The helmet's never failed me before.
It is nearly midsummer. We must renew its magic.
Oh, is there a henge down here in the south?
Aye, a grand one. If we leave now, we shall arrive just in time.
Lead the way.
For a fortnight, the heroes crossed the south of Britain, right under the noses of the Roman legion. Soon, they came to the plain now known as Salisbury. Across the broad grass, an occasional sheep came an auspicious rise to the land.
There it is, Yvrain, the most holy henge in the south.
Oh, I assume.
It is placed on the confluence of ley lines, running from here to Caledonia in the north and the home to the Cymru in the west.
It certainly is.
Majestic.
Aye. Is it not meant to be bigger?
Those stones were dragged all the way from the coast.
Of course, of course.
How much bigger would you like it?
Forget I said anything. It's perfect. No better place to observe the midsummer.
Indeed. The spirits are close to us tonight, and nowhere will they be closer than in that henge at that altar.
Sounds grand. We'll get the helmet all magicked up and back to freedom fighting for us. Gods know what mischief my husband has got up to in all this time.
You'll follow my lead in there, yeah? Whatever happens, you'll let it, yeah?
Do we have something to worry about?
Not you, Highness, but... there is something to be worried about.
The two made camp inside the great stone ring, laying their things out and preparing for a long night's vigil. They waited and chanted into the small hours when Gwyneth suddenly grew serious.
I'll need a stack of firewood for the ritual. A proper big one, too. Start laying these logs, will you?
Am I going to witness some real magic, then?
I beg your pardon. Is the enchanted helmet that glows when you sing and sends your enemies off to dreamland not magical enough?
Of course, it's terribly magical. Recent days notwithstanding. And I don't know what I'd do without it. I just meant I've never seen how the magical sausage gets made. I wasn't with you when you first enchanted my helmet.
I'm sorry I snapped. I don't want to fail. We need this magic in order to free our island.
I know how you feel. I think every day about what I'd be doing right now if I was simply Yuvrain again, not half Yuvrain, half Celtica, the faceless, wandering warrior. I'm fighting for all of Britain, yes, but I'm also fighting to get my life back.
With magic, we can achieve that. I will get you your helmet back if it's the last thing I do. Is the tinder and the kindling all prepared? This is the shortest night of the year, so we best get this started.
All is ready. I have faith in you, my friend.
By air, water, earth, and fire, folly, roddy, rudy, rudy, right, tight, tall. Grant us now what we desire, folly, roddy, rudy, rudy, right, tight, tall. Open wide the spirit portal, folly, roddy, rudy, rudy, right, tight, tall. To the world of all that's mortal, folly, roddy, rudy, rudy, right, tight, tall.
The stone shook, the wind blew, a gentle rain fell, and a great crack of lightning struck the pyre, setting it instantly alight. As Gwyneth sang, she drew four items from her bag and arranged them around the fire.
Spirit, I offer this wreath of oak leaves, and I summon you by the power of the oak.
I can't believe you dragged me out of bed.
A great burly man, bright green from head to toe, rose up from the ground where the wreath was laid, wearing the crown as an offering.
Offering as a crown.
Spirit, I offer this piece of antler, and I summon you by the power of the stag.
A mighty red stag rose up from the ground, donning the antler as he rose.
Looks like someone's coming to this party. Stag.
Spirit, I offer these berries of the holly tree, and I summon you by the power of the holly.
A wiry old man, whose eyes glittered with a wry light, rose up from the ground, the berries becoming like ruby rings on his fingers.
Holly, holly, oxen free.
Ooh.
One more. You can do it.
Spirit, I offer this bundle of sweet alfalfa, and I summon you by the power of the most fearsome predator of our land.
A sheep rose up from the ground, chewing lazily on the bundle of alfalfa.
Gwyneth. It's not often the debtor calls on the lender. Have you forgotten your debt?
No, my lord, I have not. The magic you granted last year is spent. I beg you to grant it to me once again.
You promised us the safety of our native woods and commons. Your failure to rid the land of these parasites has left my woolly children with paved over pastures and trampled clover blossom, which just tastes so bad. This time, the price will be steeper.
Of course.
You must face my three compatriots here and prove your worth against them to get any of our great magics again.
I'm ready to pay my debt to the spirits now, Lord. In full, I'll take on any test.
Oh, test?
You're right, I'm spent. Yuvrain.
Oh, hero time, then.
I name Yuvrain as my champion for these trials.
It matters not to us. Oak, show the red-haired one what you got.
The task is simple. Move me.
Yuvrain took a running start and threw her body weight against him.
Ow! Well, that certainly didn't work.
They always try that. Gets me every time. Humans are so stupid.
Well, you definitely won that pass, you big green man. I'll not deny it. But I did seem to knock a few acorns off that crown. You have to give me that.
True enough. You are definitely strong enough to move an acorn.
Did someone say acorns?
I'll just be having them if they're going to waste. Otherwise, I'll just gather them up here, yeah?
No.
Yeah, I've got me there, Mr. Lord Oak, whatever the terminology is. Mm. Oh, I say, you've got something odd sticking out of your oak crown.
I do. Is it mistletoe? Oh, that's so embarrassing. Is it bad?
It's not terrible. I just know I'd want someone to tell me, you know. If you want to take a look for yourself, I see a puddle just over there you could see a reflection in.
Thank you, human. I'll just step over and take care of it.
Ha ha! You moved! She got you!
Oh, that's cheating!
You should have been more specific. Lord Sheep, did she pass the trial?
I'll allow it. But your feet will have to be as quick as your tongue if you're going to defeat Stag.
The task is simple. Outrun me.
To be more specific, you must race around the outside of the hinge. Whichever of you is the first to cross this line is the victor.
Let's see a cheat at that.
All right.
And with that, the stag leapt into action. Yvraine followed close behind, but she could not seem to pull ahead. Until...
Well, ye gods, is that an acorn over there? Oh, don't mind if I do.
Thanks, Gwyneth.
Yvraine wins again.
I see you prefer to battle with wits, human. Let's see how you fare against Holly. His wits are as sharp as the prickles of his leaves.
The task is simple. Outsmart me.
Again, being specific to avoid loopholes, Holly will ask you a riddle. If you can answer it, you may ask him one in return. Whoever asks a riddle that their opponent cannot answer is the victor. If you win this challenge, you shall have your helmet's magic replenished. If not, it'll just be a shiny metal hat. Either way, the druid will pay what she owes us.
Which is what, exactly? Nobody is being specific about that.
You'll find out once we've passed this final test, I promise.
Tool of thief, toy of queen, always used to be unseen. Veiling joy, hiding sorrow, giving all a likeness borrowed.
Ah, well, I wear one every time I don my helmet and become the Celtica, don't I? A mask.
Well guessed, human. But can you befuddle me?
Riddle my opponent cannot answer, you said, my lord sheep, yes?
Just so.
All right, then. Are Gwyneth's robes white and yellow, or blue and black?
Oh, that's too easy. Blue and black, of course.
No, that's not our answer. Can't you see? They're white and yellow.
At first, I thought white and yellow. It's close to traditional.
Your eyes have gone soft.
But now I there's no answer to that. You're cheating again. Sheep was very specific.
Lord Sheep, you said it must be unanswerable to my opponent. You did not say that there had to be an answer at all.
Well, you did outsmart him. Bring us the helmet, human. We shall give you what you asked.
Gwyneth and Yvraine placed the helmet with a full face mask on the henge's central stone. The four spirits each placed a hand, or hoof, on it, and it glowed just as brightly as it used to.
Now then, druid, it is time for you to leave your mortal body and accompany us to the spirit realm.
What? That's the price you have to pay? You never told me I was winning challenges to lose your life.
That isn't the deal I made. Leaving for the spirit world is the forfeit I must pay for failure.
It was an ambitious task, to be sure.
I had to expel the Romans to earn this power. That's how magic works, Yvraine. You cannot expect to gain great things if you're not willing to make great sacrifices. I would rather cross to the spirit world than see Rome gain dominion.
Well, you should have told me the true cost of my magic helmet. I don't know how I'll defeat Rome without it, but I don't want to live in this world without my best friend.
Human, for the proof you have given tonight, you may keep your friend. I think you know what it'll cost.
I think I do.
No! No!
Yvraine grasped a large stone in both hands and brought it down with all her might onto the helmet.
Bang!
Leaving the dome dented and the face mask broken off.
We accept your sacrifice.
Farewell, humans.
All things in this world come to an end. Even magic. If there was ever any truth to the spells woven into that helmet, then surely this next part is true as well.
You should have let me go. This was my debt to repay.
The final rays of the silver light glowed on the altar. As the moon left the sky, a beautiful woman appeared on the rough stone as though she had been there the whole time.
Do not weep, my child. Mother!
Hang on, I've met your mother. That's not your mother.
I am Moon, mother to all.
Oh.
Your fire grows low, child. Do you trust the sun so well?
Your light has been plenty.
Hero, wrap this hood and cloak about you.
My thanks. Oh, it is quite warm.
Mother Moon, I cannot restore balance to this land without creating more imbalance, it seems. I'm so sorry. I've failed as your priestess. The threat is great, and it may be the doom of us all, but you have not sinned against me.
Am I forgiven, then?
My child, you know better than that. I neither condemn nor forgive. I merely understand. The choices you two may make yet turn the tides of history, but they will be your own. However, I do bear a boon. You will need protection in your quest, and I have come to grant it.
We are honored.
Wait, what is the bargain?
You learn quickly.
Don't try and trick your way out of this one, Yvraine.
It is not so great a thing. Only your name.
My name?
Henceforth, you will be only Celtica, guardian of Britain. You shall renounce all other names and titles. Where what once you were belongs to me and will fade like the stars at dawn.
And in return?
Sing with me. Peistinograd, fraith, fraith, gruin, blood, ban, wraith, quid, 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 doc, gaith, gohan, gohan, with gaith. Peistinograd, fraith, fraith, gruin, blood, ban, wraith.
As the song rose, and the first rays of dawn crept through the gaps in the stone, the speckled hood that the moon had placed on Yvraine's shoulders stretched its dark tendrils to the ground. In a blink, it was dark as night, with no stars all through the stone circle. The fire winked away, and not a single ray of sunlight could pierce the gloom.
Give me your name, forsake your titles. And I will give you the knight to wear as a hood.
Yvraine!
No. It's Celtica. It's my destiny. Who were we kidding? I've lost the North Sex I knew. What was Yvraine queen of anymore?
What does this mean for Celtica? Where will she go next? How will her newfound power help her in the fight to expel the forces of Rome from Britain? To hear the rest of the story, please flip the cassette to side B.
Thank you for joining us here at Starlight Radio Dreams. We hope you enjoyed your time. This episode is being released in the general area of International Podcast Month. You can find episodes from a variety of podcasts, blog posts, and more at internationalpodcastmonth.com, including a special episode of Camp Placeholder we recorded just for the occasion. Please use the hashtag IPM2019 to comment on this and any other special IPM features this September. If you'd like to keep dreaming, you can find past episodes on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or on our website at starlightradiodreams.com. Until next time, Pod Squad.